This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A labor union is calling for an investigation into a meatpacking business for alleged illegal practices involving African and Haitian immigrants. That's the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley. Kim Cordova is president of United Food and Commercial Workers, representing more than 3,000 workers there.
We have been calling out anybody that will help these workers who are being exploited in what we believe is significant human trafficking.
The union is charging intimidation, wage theft, dangerously high production line speeds, and withholding important mail, including medical bills. JBS has not responded to requests for comment. More than $16 million is going to projects at Colorado Springs military sites. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The Department of Defense funds are split between two major projects. Close to $11 million will go toward updating the north entrance at Peterson Space Force Base, and then a little more than $5 million will help replace miles of overhead power lines on the Air Force Academy campus. New underground lines. The DoD says this project will enhance power reliability at the academy. The grants come from the military's Defense Community Infrastructure Program. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
CU Boulder wants to encourage faculty and staff to retire. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Officials say the program is not driven by any financial crisis on campus. Instead, it says it will let employees make positive life or career changes that fit their goals. If someone's application is approved, faculty and staff would get 9 months of base pay to retire. Classified staff would get up to 18 weeks of pay. Faculty and staff are eligible based on age and length of service. Any savings to the university would be repurposed to anything from teaching and learning to research. The program closes at the end of the month. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.